balik lagi sama si Hidung Mungil. Hari ini hari kedua Women's Leadership Academy for YCL. Jadi aku lagi di Jakarta. Sekarang lagi sekamar sama teman dari Filipina. Kenalan yuk. Hi Lina.
Hi.
Introduce yourself please.
Hi, I'm Rina. I'm from the Philippines. I'm 26 years old and I work for the Women and Gender Institute in the Philippines. So I do a lot of work with women. I specifically work with the Gender Peace and Security Program. So I work with a lot of Muslim women from the Philippines in conflict-affected areas.
Well, what did you think when for the first time you know that your roommate was visually impaired?
I thought it was very interesting. I was worried that I might not be able to help as much or as well. I thought that Susie, the friend who helped you get here, I thought she was with you. I thought she knew you. And I was worried when she left the room because I didn't know how to help. But it was very interesting to see because it's like you entered the room once and yet you already somehow knew and could feel how the room was like. So it was very interesting.
Could you tell us the condition of women with disabilities in your country?
How are they?
Well,
I don't have enough information or research for me to talk about their situation. But based on my observation, I do think that based on our infrastructure in buildings and in the roads and in transportation, we don't have enough of it. It could be improved. We need more infrastructures to help them out. There are some schools or institutions that have proper infrastructures for them, but I don't think nationwide it's good enough.
Then, do you have a plan to work on the issue of persons with disabilities as well for the future?
Yeah, because I work with a lot of women. And you know, there are different kinds of women. Not all women are the same. Not all women have the same experiences. Whenever I do trainings and lectures, I always talk about intersectionality, meaning that we are not just, our identity is not just us being a woman. We are, for example, a young woman. I am a Filipino woman. For you, you are an Indonesian woman. You are a person with disability, and we all experience different things. So back at home in the Philippines, in my work, I usually like doing research on the youth, on LGBT people, and on women in conflict-affected areas. So now that I'm exposed and I am with women or with women with a disability, it's really nice to understand their experience as well. Definitely going to input these learnings in my future trainings and lectures and research as well.
Okay, do you want to say something for women with disabilities in Indonesia? I mean, do you want to give a support or something like that?
Hello to everybody.
Say apa kabar?
Apa kabar? Yeah, it's very nice meeting Agus. I'm very, very happy that she's my roommate. And I hope that Indonesia, your government, takes care of you properly. They give you the proper infrastructures, the proper opportunities and resources so that you can all fully achieve your full potential.
Okay guys, itu tadi ngobrol-ngobrol singkat sama temen aku dari Filipina. Sampai jumpa nanti.